Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mr. President, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, Assalamu Alaikum and a very good afternoon to all of you. I am very privileged to address this Assembly on a topic that is extremely close to my heart. At various international fora on behalf of small island development states, Maldives has been voicing out its concern on the need to combat the effects of climate change for many decades. One such attempt led Maldives in 2008 to initiate discussions and succeed in adopting a resolution on health protection from climate change at the 61st World Health Assembly with support from SIDS and Africa. Mr. President and Excellencies, Maldives barely 1.5 meters above sea level, with less than 2% of country as usable land, has been victimized constantly, threatening its biodiversity, food and water security, health and well-being, and livelihood of its 365,000 people and their mere existence. The same is true for many small island development states and our regional partners. In the recent years, unpredictable extreme climatic events in our region is disastrous. While transboundary movement of air pollutants contribute to air pollution, frequency and severity of storms, flooding, and saltwater intrusions into our ground and freshwater lens and contamination from damaged septic tanks renders our water unfit for use, with groundwater showing fecal coliform level in some places at 100%. Extreme heat is causing numerous health issues, increasing incidence of vector-borne disease outbreaks, aggravating many existing diseases, introducing new pests and pathogens, making climate change a major health concern in the Maldives. Epidemiological data shows changes in the seasonal nature of these diseases, such as dengue fever, chikungunya, continuing to increase in morbidity and mortality. Some of the diseases, such as scrub typhus, which was first reported in Maldives in 1944, re-emerged in 2002 and continues to be prevalent. Mr. President and Excellencies, given our region's vulnerability to climate change, the increasing incidence that link non-communicable diseases to climate change is alarming, especially when 78% of deaths in Maldives account for NCDs with cardiovascular diseases, kidney diseases, diabetes, cancer, and liver diseases accounted as the leading causes of death in the Maldives. Due to increasing pollution, both from within and transboundary, are causing respiratory-related diseases. Maldives records the highest mortality from NCDs in our region. This is alarming. Epidemiological and demographic transition to NCDs and an aging population affect productivity and consume large amounts of resources and thus continue to test our health systems. While NCD risk factors are being addressed through comprehensive programs, including preventive and curative services, our efforts are limited by resource availability. Despite numerous challenges, Maldives has achieved remarkably well. We are proud to note that we are the only MDG plus country in Southeast Asia region, having attained 5 out of 8 MDG targets well ahead of time and boasting remarkable progress to achieve the remaining 3. Many of the life-threatening communicable diseases have been controlled in the Maldives, yet relentless climate events remind us that we cannot be complacent. Recent milestone of 400 parts per million atmospheric carbon dioxide warns us that we are heading towards a disaster zone at an alarming pace, signaling danger. Yet, few people are aware that the resulting varied consequences are dramatically affecting children, the elderly, those with underlying health conditions, the poor and marginalized people, creating many psychosocial issues of immense proportions, reinforcing existing vulnerabilities and deepening inequalities. Increasingly, directly or indirectly, extreme climate events are being considered as one of the most serious public health threats and perhaps as one of the most fearsome weapons of mass destruction, warning us and compelling us to act. Given our vulnerability and almost total dependency on imports and unhealthy reliance on expatriate workforce, logistical difficulties to service 188 odd scattered health facilities across oceans offsets our middle income status, thus exclusion from ODA, Global Fund, and Gavi support and other financial assistance threatens the progress we have made. We require support to combat emerging vector-borne diseases, NCDs, and achieve universal health coverage, fight antimicrobial resistance, develop integrated health information systems, and deal with other social ills. Mr. President, Excellencies, years of scientific research and academic work has made us believe, beyond doubt, that environmental challenges are complex and can't be understood in isolation. For example, although Arctic and Maldives may lie thousands of miles away, what happens in the Arctic does not stop at its borders and raises concern for Maldives. Although we may not hear it or see it, when a lone glacier melts into the sea, we do feel its effect, given the potential sea level rise and global warming. It has devastating effects on all of us. Mother Nature transcends all national borders. Excellencies, I would also like to reiterate the importance of generating further and more conclusive evidence of the linkages between climate and human health and build climate resilient health systems. Health is not only vital to sustainable development, but health is a beneficiary of and a contributor to development and an integral part of human well-being. It is also a key gauge of what people-centered, rights-based, inclusive and equitable development seeks to achieve. Therefore, it is crucial to ensure that health and well-being is placed at the center of climate debate. SDGs and post-2015 development agenda to generate an appropriate public health response before it is too late. Today, humans are the most prolific mammal on planet, endowed with powerful technologies and provoked by an insatiable craving for progress. They have become such a powerful geological force that their web of life has played a critical role in changing the physical, chemical, and biological features of the planet, contributing to its destruction. Before I conclude, I sincerely hope the WHO's discussion on climate change and health gives a strong signal and a firm direction to implement proper planning, strategic partnerships, further strengthen political and global commitment, ensure sustainability, and safeguard our environment and our health. With heartfelt thanks to WHO, our regional office, and also our country office for all the support. Thank you very much.